Moving on now, another Bahraini activist has fallen victim to the Al Khalifa regime's crackdown on dissent. This time, regime forces have shot and killed a 17-year-old. Viewer discretion is advised, as the footage you're about to see may contain graphic images. Reports from the tiny Persian Gulf kingdom say Ali Khalil al-Sabah was shot in the head in Bani Jamrah today. He had previously been arrested by the regime. On its Twitter account, Bahrain's interior ministry accused Sabah of being a terrorist and claimed he was trying to plant a bomb. The Bahraini security forces have also arrested Sabah's father. After news of the teenager's death broke, Bahrainis took to the streets across the island and held demonstrations. Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain, joins me on the phone from West Virginia. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor, Bahrain keeps killing pro-democracy protesters, but no one in the international community or media seems to bother. What do you make of this silence?
Well, it's terrible, Hassan. And what's even worse is that even though we have another martyr killed by this tyrannical regime, the West will still say that only 80 people have died. 2 years ago, they stopped the count at 80. They don't report any more deaths in Bahrain because they have completely silenced any type of negative news coming from the kingdom.
And of course, where is the situation in Bahrain heading? Where is the revolution heading? Will people's voices be heard at the end of the day?
Absolutely, Mr. Hassan, because Bahrain, as you know, and as all the viewers know, is a mere satrapy of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia supported the military in Egypt, which overthrew the democratically elected government of Mohammed Morsi. And they did this in spite of the United States' support of Morsi. In retaliation, the United States has cut off its $1.5 billion annual aid to Egypt, Saudi Arabia thumbing its nose at the United States, sent over $8 billion to the Egyptian military regime. Now they're finding that they cannot go alone in the international arena. They have had to give up their seat on the UN Security Council, and as well the Moody's rating agency has put the Bahrain dinar at junk bond rating. And the regime in Bahrain and in Saudi Arabia and in the Gulf Kingdom are adrift right now. They see the United States making overtures to Iran, and it's got the House of Saud very, very worried because their backer in the international arena realizes that supporting the tyrannical, oppressive, unelected, undemocratic regime is no longer tenable. They have to be cut adrift.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time being. Thanks, sir, to Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain from West Virginia. Thanks for your time there, sir.